And let's go to Tom in Florida, and he's got a question about methylation and rotting food. Are you there, Tom?
Yes. Thank you for talking.
You're welcome.
I have been fascinated to read a couple of abstracts of that medical hypothesis article
to
quote.
Fantastic, huh?
This idea that chronically ill people have very low number of methyl groups and chronically healthy people have high number of methyl groups is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can take extra HCl and activator and remethylate the cell, sounds like you can start to reverse the aging process.
Well, you catch on quick, Tootsie, and I can tell you that it's cheap and it's essential. But here's the flip side of this coin. If you don't do it, you're going to be dead as a male by 72. And when death comes, it's going to be a welcome visitor because for the 20 or so years before, your food's rotting all the time. What a miserable way to go, huh?
Well, I've got one problem with it, though. I'm hoping you can solve this mystery. I was taught in school that on the average, every cell in your body is replaced every 7 years. And so why should I bother to remethylate the cell if within a few years it's going to be replaced with a brand new cell with 30 million new methyl groups?
Now let me ask you, where do you think it's going to get those methyl groups from? Where do you think the new cell is going to get them from?
Well, I mean, I assume the new they divide from old cells.
Yes, it's been birthed. And the less that the birth parent has, the less the offspring has.
You mean the cells that are birthing the new cells?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness. So the loss of methyl groups in one cell propagates to the next generation of cells.
You're catching on real quick.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's amazing.
You can see why you don't want to squander your HCl on cooked food. You want to take a digestive aid. And you never want to eat another cooked food meal after about age 21 without a digestion.
I'm just wondering, for therapeutic, if someone's perfectly healthy and they want to just start reverse the aging, how much HCl and activator could one take per meal?
Well, you know, in certain cases, we use much higher doses. The only people that have trouble are those that have stomach sedation from an interference field.
Right.
But if all that's cleared up,
can I take 10, 20? I mean, if I just really want to go hog wild.
At your peak, you produced 30. You had the capacity to produce up to 30 caps of HCl. If you were 165 pounds at age 21, that's the guesstimated maximum. And I would say taking 10 or 12 for a period of a meal, with half that many inactivated for a period of maybe a year might be very, very, very beneficial. But you still need antioxidants. You need to be sure you can get to the site. I got to get out of here, though. I'm almost out of time.
Thank you.
For your call, Tom.